Wheat yields are coming off surprisingly strong this harvest, despite weather and disease challenges throughout the season. Wheat may be the shining star in the 2012 crop lineup and will continue to earn its position in South Dakota rotations. I recently toured plots of harvest-ready winter wheat with SDSU wheat breeder Bill Brzezanski. He points to three varieties topping the charts in recent years: Overland, Cy Wolf, and Lyman.
Lyman did very well last year, probably the best year it's had out of South Dakota State, and I think it's going to have another good year in locations where it's done well traditionally over the last couple of years.
Many South Dakota farmers are still growing older varieties, such as Wesley and Overland. Brzezanski says these remain solid wheat lines.
They still are hanging in there, but I would kind of term those second-tier type of varieties now. They're starting to show their age as varieties, so it's a little bit more disease.
Newer and better wheat lines are in development, supported by Wheat Checkoff Investments. One line, SD06158, with Wesley in the pedigree, is close to release and is a step up from Wesley. Another line called SD08080 is also looking promising.
I really like that one. It has a lot of small heads, but it has a lot of heads. And that's one way to make yield, just as well as larger heads, but fewer heads. So.
Brzezanski says it's imperative to continue funding research into new variety development, helping wheat farmers improve yields and profitability. The Wheat Checkoff is a key supporter of South Dakota wheat breeding programs. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.